Part of what I do with my time is I give other people's money away. That's actually my boss who told the story earlier. And from time to time, I envy the deference shown by grantees to my colleagues at Association of Baltimore Grantmakers. I mean, you heard how Jessica was referring to Denista earlier. I mean, there was almost tears in her eyes. There was this reverence, this appreciation for what she did. I don't get so much of that. Case in point, I have a friend who runs a program for women on the street named Jackie. And, you know, I've given her grants and stuff and recommended grants for her. And one day she called me up and said, Kev, I'm moving a woman into her new house. You know, she'd been homeless. And I need some help moving her in, so get your ass over here. So they had the U-Haul, and they were driving this woman and her daughter, about 6 years old, to move into a house about 10 blocks up the street here in East Baltimore. And so really, I mean, they, you know, for all of my skill as a grant maker, really they just needed my gimpy back and dislocated shoulder to sort of like haul furniture out of the U-Haul and into the house. And, you know, so there was a few of the volunteers from the program, and the woman was there and her daughter was there. And we realized that, because this is an old East Baltimore row home, the couch and other furniture were too big to fit through the door. You know, I'm sure some of you have had that problem in the past. And so we didn't have any way of getting them through the door. So I called up my friend Todd, who happens to be another grantee. He runs an adult literacy program, or did at the time, and said, dude, you have power tools, right? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, well, get your ass down here. So then I roped Todd into bringing his power tools, and we were like taking apart this woman's furniture and just bringing it in piece by piece and assembling it. And this woman was you know, checking out her new home, and her 6-year-old daughter was running around the carpet. See, when I say women on the street, these are women who, they're sex workers, and they cycle through these periods of homelessness and contact with the criminal justice system, jail, imprisonment. They have their kids taken away because they're on drugs and they can't care for them, so the state puts them in a foster home. They have boyfriends who are usually pimps that abuse them. So this woman who's moving into this row home up here, she had come back from a place farther and darker than I hope any of us will have the misfortune to even catch a glimpse of. I mean, I can't even get up in the morning and do sit-ups. And here's a woman who got her kid back from foster care, who got a restraining order against her pimp boyfriend, who came out of jail, who escaped drugs. And sitting there in that row home watching that 6-year-old girl roll around on the carpet, the first safe home that either of them had ever known, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Because changing somebody's life in that way, somebody changing her own life that way, is nothing short of miraculous. It's like reversing the orbit of a star. And every day, Baltimore gives us opportunities to witness fresh miracles. And every day, working in philanthropy, I get the opportunity to give, as Allen Ginsberg wrote, with no thought of return, in all the excellence of its excess. Because at that moment, there was no grant maker and client and program director and nonprofit, whatever. We were just people helping a woman with her child move in. And all of the newness of the world was contained in that little girl's laughter that day. And that's why I do what I do. Thank you.